But I was lucky. Make that very lucky. My mother was really good in the classroom, any classroom with any kind of kid. A lot of my fellow students didn't realize I was related to her, because they thought if she was my mom, I should have been a whole lot smarter. My mother never had any problems controlling her students because nobody, and I mean nobody, not even the snottiest peckerhead or the biggest thug, could stand up to my mother's sarcasm. It was withering and unrelenting. It came from a place deep within her DNA. Thousands of years of Jewish irritability and humor went into the genetic masterpiece that comprised my mother's snide barbs. She could deliver a line like it was a heat-seeking missile, crushing whatever the problem might be in an instant amid gales of laughter. She left no prisoners. She was legendary. Students actually hoped they would get her as a substitute. After a class of hers, word would spread in the hallway of some off-the-cuff remark she had made to put down whatever wise-ass was dumb enough to try to disrupt her class. The bottom line is, my mother is funny. I mean, seriously funny. Heart-stoppingly, belly-achingly funny. Her humor comes from my grandfather, who was never happy, but was always funny. His three most famous quotes were, "It's a great life. You're born in Russia, and they bury you in New Jersey." At the height of the Vietnam War, he said, "If I knew it was going to be like this here, I would have stayed in Russia." And when the taxmen came to his business in 1967 because he never paid taxes, they said, "You have to pay taxes every year." And he responded, "Really? I didn't know." My mother is cynical like H.L. Mencken. Only while in the classroom, she didn't have the luxury of crafting a line at a typewriter. She had to whip it up in real time, in front of the toughest audience on earth, high school kids. Once, a student in what was the toughest classroom at the time asked why he had to learn whatever subject she happened to be teaching that day. Without missing a beat, she said, "Because when you were pumping my gas at the Sears station, where you've been for 10 years because you didn't get your diploma, I don't want to have to waste any breath saying, 'I told you so.'" When my friends would gather at my house, my mother eventually would get around to her favorite speech, the one where she would tell us that we were never going to be any better off than our parents. That family is a wonderful thing, but ultimately, it's what makes any real change impossible. We would, she would go on, all be compromised into oblivion. It was the kind of conversation that went great with snacks. My mother didn't like to cook when I was growing up, and it showed. The food was scary at times. Vegetables would be hot on the outside and frozen in the middle. Beef was cooked to a point of appalling grayness, and gravy didn't exist. The whole idea of the happy homemaker of the 50s had made nary a dent in my mother. She found the notion preposterous. To her, being happy as a homemaker meant you needed a round of electroshock. She once cooked a meal, however, that was so unforgettable that years later I asked her why she never cooked it again. She said it was because we liked it. There is one thing that can be said for her cooking. It prepared me for industrial cooking, that's for sure. But my mother dished up a sense of humor that has served me in good stead, and that beats a good home-cooked meal anytime.